Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 743 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Matt.
Hey, Pat. This is Matt Sandrini from timesinandair.com, and I have a question for you, which actually came up while I was having shisha with a friend tonight. So my blog is growing and I have more and more readers, but I still want to keep that one-to-one interaction. I still want to be able to help everyone in their single case. So as I scale up, as I have more readers and more interactions, that becomes a little bit more difficult to manage. So I just wanted to know, how did you do it and how do you scale that personal interaction with your readers and with your tribe? Thank you for your help and for everything that you do. You've really made an impact on my life and on a lot of other listeners and readers. So thank you for everything that you do. Matt.
Hey, Matt, thanks so much for this question. Sushi sounds amazing, and this question is amazing too, because this is definitely something that I've experienced. You know, when I started back in 2008, I made an effort to respond to every single email, to every single comment, to every single social media post as possible. And I did that for a long time, and people did appreciate it. They loved it because many others weren't going above and beyond with actually responding and responding in a timely manner. But then a few things happened. For one, I started to have some kids. So my wife and I had a couple babies, and as a result, I just knew that the more time I would spend answering individual emails, comments, and social media posts, it would be less time that I would have for my kids. So that's the first thing. And secondly, I just grew exponentially, and it was just going to be impossible, even if I didn't have kids, to respond to people, because if I did respond to every single comment and question on each of these platforms, I would have no time to actually get work done in my business. And I think as you grow, you need to make a decision for yourself and saying that you can't possibly respond to every single person. Even though you want to, it's impossible to do it. Now, that doesn't mean that you still can't have some way to touch everybody and to have a personal touch with them. So there's a few things that I do. For me, in my blog, in my podcast, in my in Ask Pat, in Smart Passive Income, and on SPI TV, those are all specifically answers to questions that people have had. So that way, I'm on a scalable way, able to still help somebody personally. And there's many people that have those same questions. For example, this question right here, you asked it personally. I'm reaching out and responding to you personally, but everybody's listening, and many people who have the same question are going to have their question answered, and they know that I'm also speaking to them, you being sort of a representative of them. So using one-to-many can help you out a lot. Maybe it could even be still done on a live sort of in-person level, like with Facebook Live. You can still respond to people and give a personal touch in that way. Webinars, for example, are a great way to answer people's questions individually in a short period of time, and things like that work out very, very well. Another thing that has been really helpful is just being very honest with them about the fact that I get a lot of people asking for my time and that there would be no way possible to answer everybody's questions. So setting those expectations up front make it really easy for me to feel better about myself by not answering right away, although I do still try to answer emails at least in a timely manner as much as possible. But I also have another strategy into place, and that is an assistant. My lovely assistant, Jessica, is there to help with filtering those emails. And I still answer emails that only I can answer, but she answers for me. Now, she doesn't answer as Pat. She answers as Jessica, but on behalf of me. And because people are getting somebody in the brand to respond in a timely manner, they feel great about it. And they just absolutely know and understand. I've had nobody ever complain about the fact that they're getting Jessica versus me when they have their question answered. So that's just another thing to keep in mind, and hopefully that helps out, Matt. I mean, it's going to be a struggle. These are growing pains. These are very natural things to feel as your blog and your brand begins to grow. But I think you just have to make a conscious decision for yourself, knowing that, you know, the more that you spend time with your audience as they grow, the less you're going to have time to actually serve them better through the products that you create, through the blog posts and podcast episodes that you produce. So, you know, you're still serving them, you're still helping them, and you're still being very, very personable if you are paying attention and listening to what they say and offering solutions for those problems and pains that they have. So, Matt, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate you, and I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote from Kim Garst, who's awesome, and this is an awesome quote, and that is, "Legendary service is one of the criteria that sets one company apart from its competitors. It's the mark of a truly authentic company. You just can't fake caring." And Matt, as you grow, you will learn to care in many different ways. And hopefully the tips in this episode helped you. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you all in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.